continue through June, Bez Hashem. So it's good to see everybody. I guess not everybody, but those that are here and those that are
it's raining.
And those that are not here will hopefully come soon, tomorrow, Wednesday. But okay, it's good. So we continue now the end of the last half of Pasuk Cholov. Now we have other things to do, so no time to waste. Bez Hashem, we should all have Siyata D'Shmaya, good health to everybody, to continue to learn Torah, do Ratzon Hashem, and Yitzias Mitzrayim, as we became Avdei Hashem, and to be an Eved Hashem, you have to be healthy. Yaakov Avinu, Shalom Begufo, Shalom Bemamono, Shalom Betoroso, and they all three these things go together. So Bez Hashem, we should be zochet to all the things, and we begin with the Niggun whenever we start a new and then we go into the Tipas Cholov. Avinu Avarachaman Amirachem Rachem Aleinu V'sein Belibeinu Vinam Le'avinu Le'askil Avinu Avarachaman Amirachem Rachem Aleinu V'sein Belibeinu Le'avinu le'askil Lishma'a Lilmodu l'lameid Lishma'a v'lasos L'kayem es kol divrei Salmo torosecha b'yavo Lishma'a lilmodu l'lameid Lishma'a v'lasos L'kayem es kol divrei Salmo torosecha b'yavo V'ho'er einenu b'sorosecha V'dabek libeinu v'mitzvosecha V'yochei levoveinu Le'avo Le'avo Le'ira Le'ira Eshemecha Lishma'a Lilmodu L'lameid Lishma'a V'lasos L'kayem es kol divrei Salmu torosecha b'yavo Lishma'a lilmodu l'lameid Lishma'a v'lasos L'kayem es kol divrei Salmu torosecha b'yavo Torah tells us in Parshas Tzav, "Uklicheres asher tivu shalbo yishaver, imblichoshes bushal umorach v'shutof b'moyim." So we know that a klicheres, you can't kasher a klicheres. We'll be discussing shortly in the coming weeks Hilchos Hechsher Kelim, which is very nogei l'maisa. So. And we have to know what is exactly a kli cheres, what is, what's not. But a kli cheres that you you mevashel a korban in, so then the korban becomes noser because after the amount is man, so then the tam becomes it becomes noser. So then you can't use it; you have to break it. And if it's a kli nechoshes umorak b'shut of a mayim, so then you can do hagola on the kli nechoshes. So the Gemara in Zvachim on page 2 on Tzadi Vavam Beis says, "Boy minei, bishel b'miktsas kli, ta'on mariku shtifa ein torn." In other words, say a person, we said the two types of kelim, there's kli cheres and kli nechoshes. So kli nechoshes you could do hagala to. But what if you only use part of the kli? Say it's a big pan and you only use part of the pan. So do you have to do a hechsher on the whole thing? Bishop mixes kli ton mariko shtifa o ein ton amale ein ton midza have azos hazah. In other words, we know that the halacha is, as Rashi points out, if the dam of a korban chatas gets on the beged, so then you have to do a kibus to the beged, right? So do you have to do So the halacha is, as Rashi points out, the Mishnah says you only have to mechabes the part of the beged that the blood got on. So could you make a parallel from that or not? Amalei ain't on me to have yazov. Hello, Tana Hachi Amalei. Stab a kebeged, my beged ain't on kibus el mokam adam. Of kli ain't on mariku shtif el mokam adam. El mokam bishul. Amalei midom ya dam lo mefapeya bishul mefapeya. You can't compare the two, because the dam only gets to that mokum on the beged, so they only have to be mechabes that mokum. But bishul is a heat source, so heat, you know, there's the metal and the heat conducts the heat, so therefore it's going to travel through the whole kli. It's going to travel through the whole kli. So therefore you should have a merikan shtifa on the whole kli, not just where the bishul was. So based on this Gemara, the Smag on page 3, the Smag, Sefer Mitzvahs of the Smag. I told you, Rabbi Winevsky told me. Rabbi Winevsky lived in the neighborhood here for many years. He was blind. I was very close with him, and he was a Talmud of many different Gedolim. One of them, Rav Gershon Zaks, the Chofetz Chaim's grandson. So he said he has a Mesorah from Rav Gershon Zaks. Rav Gershon Zaks' father was who? Rav Mendel Zaks. Rav Mendel Zaks was the son-in-law of the Chofetz Chaim, right? And he was the bochim in this yeshiva. And this yeshiva's for Ben Yitzchak Ochanan. He was the bochim of the yeshiva. Rav Mendel Zaks, he lived on the west side, and he was the bochin in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ochanan. And Rav Gershon Zaks was his son, and he lived in Muncie, and he would give a shiur every Sunday in Borough Park, that there'd be a whole chevra from YU people that used to go to the shiur, like Rabbi Tversky used to go, and Rabbi Cohen used to go, and a whole chevra used to go, Rabbi Yitzchak Lichtenstein used to go, a whole chevra, Rabbi Winevsky used to go. So he told me he heard from Rav Gershon Zaks that in Radin, if they're on Simchas Torah, if they were not enough Sifrei Torah for everyone to dance with, they would give out copies of the Smag to people to dance with the Smag, because the Smag had all the mitzvahs. So most shuls don't have Smags to give out. So, but I guess then they have more Smags than they were Sifrei Torah. Today we have probably more Sifrei Torah than we have Smags. But okay, so in the Smag it says Gershina Bezvachim Dam Lo Mefapeya Bishul Mefapeya Kloma Mispashe Bekli Bekol Hakli Kosev Mori Mikan Noeg Rebbe Shim Nofla Tipas Cholov Al Gaba Shol Kedera Rosachas Beor Shim Mefapeya Bekol Hacheres Shol Kedera. In other words, if you have a Tipas Cholov that fell on the kedera, it was a boiling kedera, say it had meat in the kedera, and a tipas chalav fell on the side of the kedera from outside. Till now we've been talking about a tipas chalav shenafla al habasar. Here it fell on the external of the kli. So Shemafapea bechol cheresh shel kedera. So he says that the tipa is going to spread throughout the whole kedera. Chaticha atzmat nasas nevela v'chul kedera misharina. Shecholv mispashet bechol hakedera v'ein lo mokom v'sbatel b'shishim. So this is interesting, because what's his chiddush? His chiddush is that when the tipas chalav falls on the kedera, so even though once it spreads throughout the whole kli, the v'chor is going to be should be batel b'shishim, because one tipa is definitely the shishim in the whole kli. The cheres of the kedera, the actual physicality of the kedera, is more than shishim to a tipa. So the chiddush is that you don't say bittel b'shishim on this tipa. In other words, the tipa will now spread through the whole kedera, and if there's and therefore there'll be a tam in the whole kedera of this tipa. And therefore, to be mutter, you would need shishim connected the whole kedera, which you probably wouldn't necessarily always have. So why do we say that? In other words, it's true that the Gemara says that it's mafapeya, right? So, but you know, like everything in life, if you spread yourself too thin, then there's nothing. So that's the whole concept of shishim. You spread yourself too thin, and if there would be a tam basar in the ambassador in the kedera, so then, say you cooked meat in the pot, so the pot is full with tam basar, right? And now this tipa fell in, so now the tipa spreads throughout the whole kedera, and he says Hanan, and now there's going to be Chafta shel Isser in the whole kedera, even though l'chayra, what it should be batal b'shishim after a certain point, because after a certain point it just should dissipate. Yes.
Would the same situation if the tipa fell directly into the chol and the basar be mutter? So why would the outside of the kedera be worse?
Okay, that is the question. That is the question. So the Prisha. Look on page 9. So he asks, this question. He says, Haram betru vosov. Beer tam din zed, the chinofla, like a day, Shachin. So what's the idea here? So that's the question. How come you don't say that it should eventually dissipate? In other words, he's saying that it will be mafapeh b'chol akli. Or, in other words, manushach, if there's no tam, the kli itself should. So first take a look in the Bach for a second, on the top. Near the Lesvar Kamaisa Kol Hakdeir Nesra, Lefichach Nesra Ktav Shil Shabo, Hatam the Davka Bechatichas Bosser, the Eishla Tam Me Atzma, Einu Nesra and Kim the Isle Tam Shil Isser, Vabgdeir the Ein Botam Bikufa, Hafilu Lonichnos Ba El Isser, Mashu Nasis Akdeir Kulo Nevela, Vitzarch Shishim Mikol Hakdeir, Mulatam Sherbo, Hakos of Shari Dur, Simonun Hei Acharka, yeah. So he says that if a piece of meat, a piece of milk, falls on a chatichas basar, so basar has its own tam. So there's competition here. The basar is the tam basar, the chalav is the tam chalav. So in order for the chalav to win, it can't spread too far. If it's going to spread shishim, then it's not going to be able to give an asinus tam to the basar, because the basar has its egana, its own tam. Right? So therefore, it's a competition. Will the tam of the cholov be nirgash in the basar? So because basar is tam basar, cholov is tam cholov. So it has to be concentrated. So if it's going to dissipate more than shishim, it's going to spread out. It's not going to be concentrated. So then it's not going to be, the tam is not going to be nirgash. But if we're talking about, say, a kedera. So the kedera doesn't have tam. The kedera doesn't have tam. The kedera is a pottery. Right? We went a cholamoid. We went, you know, there's one of the popular things people do is they have pottery. You paint, you know, they have a piece of pottery and the kids paint pottery. I told my 5-year-old son, what you did is clearly a maisa hedyot. So there's no shy. So pottery, right? So Mela, there's no competition when it's just the pot, right? So the tipas cholov could even be nirgash, even if there's more than shishim. Because shishim is only when it's one ochel versus another ochel. And perhaps also, even when there is tam from the basar from before in the kedera, but that's also, I guess, a weaker thing. The tam in the, you know, you could have tam basar in the kedera also. So, but that's not the same as a piece of meat. That's not the same as a piece of meat. You understand? So then the tam of cholov would be nispashet in the whole kedera, even if the kedera had nothing in it, or it's already in a benyomo, or even if it had something in it, it could still be nispashet in the whole thing and have tam nirgash even beyond shishim. So that's how the Bach explains pshat in the smag. So that's the chiddush of the smag, that the Gemara says in Zvachim that it's mefapeya. This mefapeya bekulo, and we don't have a din of shishim. Now there will be another din of shishim lagabi when it comes into that time. Now goes into the meat, into the pot. Mm-hmm. So then that's when you talk about shishim. You talk about shishim when you're talking about a time into an ochel. So who wins? But when you're talking about a tipa into the kedera, so this is a yisod. Not everyone agrees to this yisod, but this is the yisod of the smag, the way the Bach is explaining.
I just don't understand the things. So, one is, the tam cholov is going as we're saying the charsis hakedera. He says chaticha atmanas nevela. So we're saying that the Chars Beira is becoming an Avela?
Well, if there's Tam Basar in it.
So we're saying, okay, meaning, so then it's Tolain how much Basar, meaning the only amount of Tam Basar that's.
Yeah, but for Shteitzach that the Kedayr say was probably full of Basar. So now the whole Kedayr has a Tam Basar, and now the Cholav went in. So now that Cholav is going to go around the whole Kli. And really, it should have been bottled in the Charsis Kedera if there was no tam, or in the Basa. So he's saying that shishim doesn't apply here. That's the chiddush.
So you wouldn't say if it's just called, let's say I'm cooking noodles in the pot, so and a challah falls in. I don't say that my pot is now
mevela. You'd say it's all kulo.
Would I say it's milk? Do I say that chana on heter like that?
Or would you just say that the whole thing? Right.
I see. Even that we say even on heter, not on iser. Like.
Well, I don't know if it's chanan. You don't say by heter, but I think he's saying it's just the whole thing is mispashet.
And is this totally on chanan v'balua?
Well,
if you're gonna chanan it, then if you just say it's just tam, it's only. But if you're gonna say that that's chatiyas mechas devela, so then.
He's saying more than that.
So if you don't hold the Chana B'lua, the whole thing just doesn't get off the ground.
By the Chanan path, yeah. Okay, so this is the first shita in this discussion is this smart and the way the Bach explains it. Okay, so that's one shita. Okay, there are going to be three shitas here in the poskim about this shita. But that's a fundamental chiddush. I mean, he might tell you that the Gemara says it really. Because the Gemara says it's mespashet b'kulo, but okay. Now, if you look in the Mordechai on page 4, he says, "Shuv matzasi tshuvas maram zal." Shalta ma imodi al tipas cholov shenafel al dofen agdeira bibechutz. The same shaila. What's the halach? Tshuvas Rabbeinu Shimshon zal v'yodil hatir v'herich b'harbe v'kosev shiri asa v'troiz v'chadol mehayeh shaloya borlo l'riz l'asur kibosu shashal as riva Imra or Shama Mizeh Hamaisim Bichlal Shem Super Grace Peritam Chatas Gabi Bisho Mikzas Kli Toon Mariku Shtifu Kola Kli. Okay. Alma Deinu Mefapeh The time of my Vim Kli Nechosh Bisholo Mid Hitzrich Kroa Lekotshim Alma Deinu Mefapeh Bekulo Afo Pisha Kli Chan Mikzas Salosh Natik Dvori Pam Machas. So he goes on here. What's here? So Mukhi Kisham Dvini Kroa So he says no. It's not mispashet bekulo. It's mispashet. To what degree is this mispashet? So he says, you have to be choshesh. Maram Rutenberg Shita is that you have to be choshesh that it was mispashet just mispashet, and then if it was no Saint Tom up to Shishim. In other words, he's saying against the smart. He says if it would be nispashet b'chol hakli, right? So then in the Chanami, you have a din of shishim. So the din of shishim should apply here as well. Not like this whole yisod that I just told you from the smag with the bach and the whole thing. No. But rechoshish, that it was nispache, but up to shishim. In other words, it didn't go around the whole kli, but it's nispache. But the most chumrah dikum in this hispashtus would be that it would aser, it was pashed up to that it didn't get to shishim. In other words, if it would spread so thin that it would get to shishim around, then it would dissipate against the smad. But what if it stopped short? It stopped short before it really fully dissipated. It didn't get up to the shishim yard line. So there's still 59 it infiltrates up to 59.9 nechves. So it didn't get that there should be. So therefore, there's a part of the kli that you see, if there would be one part of milk. And then it went into 60, so then it would be gone, right? It would be gone. But if it didn't get up to this 60 times, in other words, say for example, there would be little, just came short of that, so then it would answer that whole amount. So it would answer. So if it would be. It got up to, say, the 60 yard line, so itself is one, and the 60, so we get like 60.9. So then you didn't have, the tipas counts as one, and the rest of the balias is just short of shishim, so then it would ask for that amount. So therefore, your choshesh that it asks is that amount, and then that if that amount gets the zeya from the kli goes into that and brings it into the kli, so then you need shishim times the shishim, because it asks it up to shishim, a little short of shishim in the kli, and now it's going to come down into the oichal. It's going to come down into the oichal. Look inside in the tour. He explains it. Maybe a little clearer. Or in the Shari Dura, that's where it's from. Here. Take a look in the Torah on page 9. Tipas Cholim Shanathal Gedeo Shaitz on the Eishm Rechus, Appealing Eishm Tapshir Gedeo Shishim Kenegda. Any yochel avadlo imkein aktiva oser sagdeira kol si yosea v'nesar atav shel shabbat. So that's the first sheet, the smag. The first sheet is the smag that tipa is going to ask the whole kli, and then the tam is going to go ask the food inside also. So first, it's going to ask the whole kli is going to have a tam basa b'chalav, and then you're not going to have shishim connected to the whole kli, and then it's going to ask the whole thing because you're not going to have shishim. That's the smab, because once you ask the whole kli, then you're not going to have shishim in the contents of the kli connected the chersis of kli. But kosef haram meyer mirudenberg shim yesh the tavshel shishim. Omim shishim neged hatipa muter shatipa ein oseres ela at shishim kenegda. He says because the tipa is not going to aser the whole kedera. In other words, he doesn't hold from the smag. Fakir, if it would go beyond shishim, then it would be totally muter. So it's going to aser up till the amount that there won't be shishim in the kedera to mevatel. It won't spread till shishim point. It'll spread just up to there. So it'll aser shishim, and then you'll need another shishim, and that shishim will come into the gedera. So you'll need shishim times shishim. Shishim from shishim kinegda tipa mutar shatipa ena oseres ela at shishim kinegda, because it'll aser up to shishim. Once it gets shishim, it'll be bar. Vim yesh betav shal shishim kinegda osim shishim mutar. So that's the second shita. The first shita is the smag, that the whole kedera became aser, and then for sure it's going to aser the contents, because you're not going to have shishim kinegda the whole kedera. The second shita is it's going to aser up till shishim, and then you're going to eat shishim kineged the shishim, because we'll be choshish that it'll mefapeya up to that amount.
We explained that the nesinas tam of a salad is different than the nesinas tam of a liquid, right? The nesinas tam of a salad, it gives off its tam. A liquid, the tam and van is the same.
No.
So here, if you need shishim, why would you ever need more than the actual ba'en? Why would I need... Shouldn't I always only need shishim connected to the ba'en? Why do I need shishim... It's almost like the ba'en is giving off of itself, and now I need to move out to all that.
Well, it's asri now, the basar in the kedera, in the chersis.
Again, I was kind of...
Yeah. Up to shishim. After shishim would have been bottom.
So it's not out. It's out just the chana and shiva, not the milcha.
Yeah, it became pasa b'chalav. Right. So that's the second shita. So the second shita is that there's no chiddush. I mean, you don't have the first shita is a big chiddush that we don't have the din of shishim here, so it's going to ask the whole kli and memeli. You're never going to be able to b'batal. The second shita is that we're choshish. We don't know how much it'll spread. We're not sure exactly how much it's going to. We're choshish that it'll spread up to the amount that you won't be able. You won't have shish. It won't travel as far that it totally spread itself too thin. And then so it'll aser up to shishim, and then you'll need shishim on the shishim. That's the second sheet. And the smak on page 5, Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, says the third sheet. Tipas chalav shanofla al dofen shekli misafkla mferek dam chatas im mefapeya b'chol akli alo. So he says a new idea. He says it depends where on the kli did it fall. Say you have a kli that's full with meat, right? But say the meat is not necessarily coming to the top of the kli. Say it's halfway. You know, 3/4 of the way full of meat. And then the rest of the kli upward, there's nothing there. Air. So did it fall on the part of the kedera mibachutz kineged the ochel or lamalam in the ochel? So he says like this. Tipas chalav shenofla al dofen shel kli misafkalam perek dam chatas imefapeya b'chol hakli or lo. Hilkach shenofla kineged harotev. It's below the meat. V'yesh b'rotev shishim and atipa mutter. Why? If the shishim in the food can neged the tipa, then it'll be mutter. Why? Manavshach. Even if I pay a b'chol akli. Because what are we choshish? What's going to happen? Maybe it was mefapeya outside, b'chol akli. So if it's mefapeya b'chol akli, it's bottom. Not like this man. It's bottom. The other possibility... If he made him for payah, him came lo yaser. And the other possibility is what? That it's not mefapeya. It'll go in. If he made him for payah, him came lo yaser. Aval nufla neged harekon shem mefapeya bedofan hakedera tzomach lerotev. Kokach she'en shishim menatipa. Fenasis also mixes a clean avail. So he says like this: if it falls on the on the lower part. It'll either mefapei b'chol akli and then it'll totally dissipate, or it'll penetrate inside the kli. And if it penetrates inside the kli, it'll be bottle. It was just a tipa. So if it's not mefapei, it means that it's not mefapei, it's not going to go around, but it'll just penetrate in, and then it's just like one tipa that fell in into a whole bowl of meat, which is going to be bottle b'shishin. That's if it falls on the part where the meat is. But what if it falls mibachutz on the side? So then it's different. So then we say like this. Aval nafla neged harekon. Shemem v'fapeya bedofen hakderat somuch l'rotev. So we have to be choshish that it was mefapeya, never got to the part of the kli where the meat is, where the rotev is. Samach l'rotev, kol chach, just like what the Maharam of Rutenberg said, but he's saying it only on the top, that it got, maybe it mefapeya up till shishim, so aser a shishim's worth up to that. Kol chach she'en shishim in a tipa v'nasa osa mixas min a kli nevela. So it'll aser up till shishim on the top part, and then you're going to need a shishim kineged that shishim. So and then when you're going to take the pour the stuff out, you pour the contents out, pour the meat out. This is not assuming you're using a ladle; you're just pouring it out. Shiyara harotev menakli yeyla harotev al osa mixes kli. So they're all going to, all the food is going to go over that part of the kli that's basa b'chalav, v'yasrenu, and there's not going to be shishim. So then you're going to have a problem. Lefichach imiyad hinichel itzdanin. So one possibility is let it cool down. Don't be so quick to pour the stuff out. Right? So just, okay, that part of the kli is nevela, so just wait till everything cools down. And once it cools down, and then you pour it out, then it's not going to ask for the food. In other words, he's saying you're not going to necessarily have shishim. You're pouring it out, you're not going to have shishim when the stuff is going over that area. So wait till it cools down. Or if you're in a rush, yinkov shulei hakli mitachas. Oh, you make a hole underneath. Another chap. So it'll come down. In other words, the part of the kli that became osur is the top parts. So normally you're pouring it out. So just make a hole from underneath and it'll come down. Okay, so this is the third sheet. One second. This is the third sheet. Look in the tour for a second. On page 10, right, we saw again the smog, Maharam of Rutenberg, and now the smock. He calls it the Sefer HaMitzvahs, because it's the Sefer HaMitzvahs cotton. Not to be confused with the Sefer HaMitzvahs cotton. Page 1-4. Sefer HaMitzvahs kosov shim noflok keneged hatavshil ein tzarech el shishim keneged hatipa shim mefapas lefnim. Like even nafla b'tavshil. So in other words, if it fell keneged the lasser, then you only need shishim keneged atipa, because the worst case scenario, it's either going to mefapei the whole kli and then it'll dissipate, or it'll penetrate. So then you need shishim keneged the tipa. Like even nafla b'tavshil, the nafla b'makom harekon, the mefapas b'dofen agdera tzomach l'rotev kol kach she'en shishim keneged atipa rei nesar oso mokom shel hakadera Primera hatafshil derech mokam magadev shenesar yeser hatafshil v'zet hakanoso sheinichenu kach v'lo igaba ad sheistani. So the way is to, you know, obviously there's the other way also to drill the hole, but the cheaper way is just to let it cool down. One second. I'll answer. I'll take your question in a second. One second. And then the tour continues. Ukvar nagu ha'olam le'asok shenofelos haladofen shelo keneged harotef. So what's that all about? What do you mean, Kvar Nagu Olam Lesor? But what about the Eitzah he gave before? He gave a good Eitzah. Right, the Smach never said it's Osir. Just Smach says it's Osir if you pour it out. But if you wait. Oh, so what is it? So if you look in the Issur V'Heter on page 8, so there's one more knetch to this thing that the Issur V'Heter adds that was not in the Smach clearly didn't say. But this is the other knetch. He says, Miu, im nofal ha'tipa b'dofen ha'kdeir shlo k'neged ha'rotev, right, on top, shlo k'neged ha'esh, b'zen nogo olam lesser ha'tafshel ha'fil m'yishishim b'tafshel neged ha'kdeir, and so okay, good. Now this is the Hosofa. The Chayshin and Shema Olo Achakach Pam Achas Vichsichas Hakadeira the Nogel also mixes Dofen Hakadeira Shenesra. In other words, even if you say I'm going to wait till it cools down, it's also no good, because maybe in the time that it was hot, maybe the steam or the Zeya, say, moved up onto the top part of the kli, from the bottom where the food was, it went up, and it hit that spot, the bad spot, and then it comes down, and asses. So even if you're gonna wait, it's not gonna help. So in other words, the Smach said, okay, it's asa, but I have an eitzah for you. And the Issur V'Heter says, but the minhag olam is not to rely on the Eitzah, but to say that it got messed up on top, and then it also messed up the bottom, and it's too late.
There's no one to say get it failed. I mean, there's not going to be time
for this. Then let's see, the tour continues here on page 11. Okay, so you know it takes time to you know the three shitas, and then this added knetch in that third shita. You have to chaz it over to make sure you get it clear what the three shitas are and what the svar is for each shita and how it fits in the Gemara. You know, Ukvar Nagu, third line, page 11. Olam lesok shenofelos al adofen shelo keneged harotev v'davka shenofel b'osu. In other words, this whole discussion is only if it didn't fall on the, in other words, say the tipa didn't fall on the side, say there's fire and part of the kedera is say on the fire, but it's a big kedera, not a part of it is away from the fire. So if it fell on the part of the kedera that's keneged ha'esh, so then the esh will just burn it up, and miyapsho, and then you won't be fapeya, and then you're all good. So this whole discussion is it fell on the other side, the side. In other words, the esh was here, and the part of the pot is on it, but good part of the pot is not on it. So if it fell on the further away part, then it'll be hot enough to be mefapeya, but not hot enough to be miyabish. Well, davka b'dover muat kigon tipa. Well, im nofel harbe ein lahatir afil im nofel keneged esh, and kein keneged rotiv alidei shishim. Rabbeinu Yechiel. Okay, then there's the famous heter of Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel haya matira b'shas hadchak kigon be'erev Shabbos. Afilu shelo keneged harotiv, afilu shelo keneged ha'esh al yedei shishim. So this is the famous. I think Rav Zalman Nechemi is between. I think he asks, what's the heter of erev Shabbos? So this is the heter of erev Shabbos. Heter of erev Shabbos, and then we're going to see there's a machlokus of what within this heter of erev Shabbos. Machlokus within the. So he says, on erev Shabbos, if this ever happens to you, on erev Shabbos, that you have guests coming over. And all of a sudden, the tipas chalav fell on the gederim v'yachutz shelo keneged ha'ochel, and now your wife is frantic. You know, what are we going to do here? So tell her, don't worry. Rabbeinu Yechiel haya matira b'shas adchak to go on be'erev Shabbos, and then she'll say good. So let's see this all in Shulchan Aruch, and then we have to see what exactly is to say about Rabbi Yechiel. Okay, so let's see how this is all brought down in page 12 in Shulchan Aruch, Tzadi Beis Yudches. Tipas Cholov Shanofla Ala Kedera She'etza La'esh Mibachutz. Im nafla keneged hatavshil, ein tzarech elashishim keneged hatipa. So this is, he's quoting it as the smack. The smack makes the third sheet that makes the first presentation into the Shulchan Aruch. Ein tzarech elashishim keneged hatipa, v'shemafaz nufnim v'avikilu, nafla betavshil. Right, if it's keneged hatavshil, so the worst case scenario is goes in, finished. Right? And then the Ramah says, the dafka im hakedera yeshona. So yeshona means that it's already any bliya inside is already in a benyom. Chadasha means that earlier this morning you cooked something meat in it. Because. Like Rabbi Tukva said before, if there's not a davar iser in it, it's not shaykh to speak about chanan. So he's saying there's a chanan up to shishim, but there has to be something to chanan it. There has to be basar in the tam basar in the kedera, so that the hatichas the tipas cholov will make it aser. However, chadasha b'chol inyan. Hadasha, even totally new, or it's already after 24 hours, so then all the time from before doesn't count. So now the tipas cholov is just the tipas cholov. Avon chadasha b'chol inyan ain't tzarich shishim rak keneged hatipa should not follow that, because even if it's mefapeya, but it's not going to ask. There's nothing for it to ask, because it's already no sintam of gam in the bliya. But then he writes, Nogu ha'olam, and that's the Yisuf Heter, Nogu ha'olam, Vesor, Shenafla, Adolf, and Shalok, and Negat, Harot. In other words, Nogu ha'olam, not to rely on the on waiting to cool down. Nogo olam lesser shenofla adofin shalok neged harotev v'davkir shenofla mozutzah she'inu keneged ha'esh olam nofla keneged ha'esh mutar she'esh sofer miyapsho. And then he quotes the Shachan Chavdal, quotes the Mari, the Trumas Adeshan, they are Achron of the Godel Bedoro. These in Chikir Kolam and Hogim, Kosov and Hogim Lahatir. Ali Deit Sinon, Kimosha Kosov as if hey. So he holds that you could be Makel, Ali Deit Sinon. Now, now the Pri Chodesh on page 17 makes another comment. So what do you say that Ramo says V'davki ima g'deiri yishona V'chadosh b'chol inyin ain't tzorach shishim. So says the Prichodosh Avagav the hocha g'deiri chashiva k'mo yishona Shem v'ashlim bo atabosa. So what do you mean? Of course it's yishona. From lokom sagi v'shishim v'lovoy shishim v'homim shishim v'manavshach. In other words, over here it's of course it's yishona, but that's talking about if it falls lower than the meat, where the meat is, then it's going to penetrate through. But then he says a chiddush like this: Veda, two lines to the bottom. The chol zeh ma'ir b'kedei megula. I'm based on the filas of time and chusul lo shanim ben noflo kineged atavish lofim bochum reikon. He says that, say 3/4 of the kedeira is full with meat, and then the top quarter is not. So so the whole discussion is smart. Did it fall keneged harekan or keneged harotiv? But that's only if the top of the kedeira is not, you don't have the lid on. So then this shaykh to speak about the top and the bottom of the top. But if the lid's on and then there's zeya going all over, so then that everything is called keneged habasar. Even the part that's so that's an important kula. Because that the cholza may be day megula. I mean, based the filas, hatipa haysem chusa lo shanidam bein the filas neged hatavshel nafla b'mokom merikam. Chol gav nushishim neged hatipa sagi. Man of shach. She mean hatipa fapas b'fnim. Mean also v'mifapas nichnas b'fnim kaven shagdei mechusa hahevel ola me'ashulay lefil wherever satipa. In other words, it's the same concept that since this. Is, like Rav Shechtel always likes to use the word hevel, that the real thing that as is not zeya but hevel. That's a fixed. Rav Shechtel always calls that the fixed theme hevel. So the mele when you put the pot cover on, so even if it falls keneged harekam, that's not called keneged harekam because it's like Rav Shechtel says the thick steam. It'll consider that it goes directly in, and the mele it's going to be mutter because you'll have shishim. Okay. Now, if you look in the Sefer Madani Osher, we haven't had a Madani Osher in a long time. Madani Osher, I haven't seen him in a long time. I always visit him in Eretz Yisrael. He's Rosh Kol of a Sephardi Kol, Madani Osher. Yeah. He's the son-in-law of Rav Yaakov Katz. Rav Yaakov Katz, who went to the Tivaria here? Rav Yaakov Katz, you know Rav Yaakov Katz. So I think we stayed, my family, we stayed in his. He's his son-in-law. So he stayed in the Tivari for Shabbos. We stayed at Rabbi Katz's room. But yeah, I'm sorry.
How
does that happen?
Either if
that's the chumra, then that should also be true when it falls
below the line. Because below the line, there's the void in the drop that it can know whether there's a meat inside or not. So either it's going to do these three options when it's below the line or above the line.
I guess there's more of a chashash of once there's keneged harotev, then whenever there's rotev, it's more fluid.
Can't go into nothing. Meaning it's not going to go into the air. If there's rotative there, then it can continue going.
Okay, so
there's no rotative.
So
can't.
I understand, but then his options are, he invented a new option once upon a time, can I iterate it so it spreads out, but it does go far enough.
It might not go far enough.
If that's true, that's what real Matthias was saying, then on the bottom too. Mm-hmm. But if it falls on the bottom, let it spread out a little bit, but it's not going to be spread out through the entire class, so it should go out to the Kashishu. Why did he not think
because
of that option?
Because I guess the rotive of the kedera makes it more traveling.
If the tikkun can travel, the rotive can also travel. Meaning they're traveling together, and they're going to want to mix it, which means they're shishin.
But he wasn't saying because the rotive.
You're saying, in other words, if it goes in, it goes in. If it doesn't go in, it's apparently there must be something about the fact that there's rotive there that's also affecting its.
It's like the pre-chadar says, meaning if it's going to stay in the pot and not go into food, I don't care about it. Right? Meaning if it's just going to go in a pot, like the pre-chadar says, when you stay in the pot and it's not going to go into my food, so then it doesn't go into my food. So who cares? But the thing is, if there's food there, so on the top, it could be choshesh that if there'd be food there, it would go in. But there's no food there, so when food goes there, it's going to go in. But on the bottom, be marashach. Either it's going to go in the food or it's going to stay in the pot and won't answer.
Throughout the pot, it'll.
It's just throughout the pot, it doesn't go into food, I don't care.
And he's saying, well, why should it spread? If it's not going in the pot, he's asking, so why is it more of a vados that it's going to. If I pay a bakulo when it's going to get a tafshil, in contrast to when it's going to get a rake. So it must be somehow that's doing. I can't tell you the scientific. You have to speak to Dr. Nemitz. Because Dr. Nemitz is Mechutin. Is Dr. Naxon, and Dr. Naxon is the man. He's the scientist, and he might tell you he thinks it's whatever. Well, Dr. Naxon, Rabbi Shlomo Miller speaks to Dr. Naxon about his scientific. One of my talmidim, my real Naxon, is married to Dr. Nemitz's daughter. So when they got married, when Shlomo Miller was the Masada Kedushin. So Dr. Naxon, when Rabbi Miller has a Shailen, Mitzias of something, so that's his man. So you can speak to Dr. Naxon and discuss it with him. But I can only tell you what it says here. I can't say what the scientific Mitzias is. Okay, let's talk about our friend Madani Usher. So he says it nicely, the Shach and the Taz. You can really look in the Shach and the Taz yourself, but it's late now, and it's always good to look in the Madani Usher. Rabbi Tuckman likes the Madani Usher. So he has a whole nice discussion here, Machlokas the Shach and the Tazi, looking of the heter of Erev Shabbos. What is the heter of Erev Shabbos? So the Machlokas Taz and Shach. He said, we'll read it inside the Madani Yashim Paris 19. The Tera de Erev Shabbos. Hashach and Sivkan Lam Kosov, the Erev Shabbos, McLean and Gamshalo Keneged. Harotu B'shishim, Yaniach Achit Stanin, Rachim Yashal Hamtin Yara, B'tzar Ha'acher. So he says like this, Muchach the Sphere, like the Erev Shabbos, McLean and Rachim Yashal Hamtin Yara, Shin Zbasho, Shatafshal Olav and Nogam B'dofen Shanesra. In other words, he's saying on Erev Shabbos, normally we have the sheet of the smock, right? And then we have the chiddush of the Issev Heter, that you can't wait. You can't even wait for it to cool down. So he says, the chiddush is that on Erev Shabbos, that chumrah of the Issev Heter, you don't say. In other words, so you don't say it automatically got ruined. And you can wait till it cools down, and then it'll be okay. So we're makel that we don't add the added part of the Issev Heter's Hosafa onto the. Avalosfir le Makalina de Lamrin Hanan the Balua. Dimke Hayolul Hatil Aros Mitzarache came into Lamrin Hanan. Omnam Ataz. Because of Rav Shav McLean, lots of shishim connected to Tipa Luchot. And the Taz Shita is that, no, an Erev Shabbos we're making that you don't even say Hanan B'Balua. Therefore, that, in other words, not only it didn't get ruined, but you, in other words, if you want right away, you could pour it, you don't have to wait. You could, Erev Shabbos, you could even pour it, and then you'll only be pouring over the Bli of the Tipa. And he wants to say, so that's he points out, is the machlokas, the Taz and the Shach, of what was the cooler of Erev Shabbos. Was the cooler of Erev Shabbos that you still have to wait till it cools down? In other words, you get the regular smock. You does the minug, that it's gonna, it's too late already, that much we don't say on Erev Shabbos, or do we don't even say the Chanan B'Balua on Erev Shabbos. And he says, and he claims the Madani Osher, that the Shach and the Taz and Lashitoso. That Taz, and tariches because of them right me tipos cholos and of the there the mean hanam balua kam sham yesh hetu kemo shkosov for who the kosov sham tom al rayoso ozil shitos the gam sham slom kvin gam kan hanam balua. So he says that So he wants to say that the Taz Shita is that it's just a chumrah, and therefore that's why we're making an Erev Shabbos Chanan B'Balua. Whereas the Shachols, that Chanan B'Balua is a real halacha, so we're never makel on that. We're only makel on this added chumrah that maybe you have to be choshish that the zayah went up and took it down, and then even if you would, so that's what he says. And Refival Cohen, never to forget about Refival Cohen, Shlita. Refival Cohen is a very big omel. He says that it's not only Erev Shabbos, Shar Tzorach Gon Tzorach Orchim. Like you're making a Sheva Brachas to somebody, and the whole crowd's coming. And then you had a Shaila of Tipas Chol of Shanaflo Agderim Rebachutz, or Hefse Meruba, or Onik if he was in a Hamora. And he says, the Taz says, B'Shem Ari Mintz, Shachocha Mati B'Zeh. Yomer hatam lama mekel b'kach kedei sholim lo yitnu asholim lama osir lefamim mekel. Right? People are going to wonder that he was mekel, so he has to explain to them that he's only mekel because it's a shas hadchak, because other times he asked it. Fitvei adiv shalom omer shematim deshu V'nir shagam zel l'fi ro'osei ne'amorat. L'famim tvei odiv shaloi omar shematim ibnei shu shasav. Right. The chacham has to be smart to understand what, you know, sometimes they will say they won't take it in the right way, you know, whatever. But the point being that he's saying over here in from the other achronim is that it's not only Erev Shabbos, as the achronim say, it's all Tzorach Gadol has this kula. And then the machlokis, the taz and the shach, is how far the kula goes. But certainly the kula is that you don't, it won't be aser automatically. And then it depends on how much you need a kula for. You already pour it over. Okay, everyone, so this is not hard. It's a sugya that you have to just sit on every shita, make sure you got it clear what the exact shita is, and how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, what's the Hosafa, what the poskim say. Okay, it's good to see people who are back, to see them back. Those that are not back, we'll see them next Wednesday, Bez Hashem. Okay, so Bez Hashem will continue Wednesday. It's good to see everybody. And Bez Hashem, we should have a strong Zman. You know, even though when we come back now, the college is on the verge of ending. So, but if I can't, we have to be strong and keep going strong for the remainder of time, that we still have a good two solid months, Bez Hashem. So you can learn a lot in two solid months. There's a lot to learn. It's a lot to do. Believe me, I'd love to go longer. But let's start. Okay.